cool weather and wet soils. Those two elements together can spell trouble for not only gardens, but also row crop fields here in the area. Thanks for tuning in this week. My name is Curtis Dame, Hopkins County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources, and we're going to take a look at a few of the problems facing both gardeners, homeowners, and farmers here in the area. The first issue this week would be slugs and how they are starting to attack early this year. Slugs are among the first creatures to become active in the spring, and they scrape their mouth parts across leaves, stems, and flowers to ingest plant tissue. Now, shade gardens are ideal habitats for slugs, along with most areas containing bedding plants. New transplants and small seedlings are especially vulnerable to these creatures, and many of you, due to the calls that we've had, have seen these problems already. Now, soft-bodied slugs require cool, humid conditions, so they can usually feed at night and hide during the day. They can be difficult to manage if the conditions that favor them remain unchanged. So the management tactics include some of the following. As far as cultural practices are concerned, sanitation and keeping the area free of plant debris, which would include leaves and pulled weeds and decorative objects on the ground that can provide those cool, moist hiding places, will help to really lower the numbers. The management of moisture and water in the early morning when necessary is also very effective, so that the foliage and the soil surface are as dry as possible, especially in the evening when slugs are the most active. Use drip irrigation with water directed towards the ground near individual plants. That'll both save you from the slug damage, but also save water as well. In addition to that, the promotion of sunlight and air movement. When practical, you should prune and remove low foliage, especially leaves touching the ground, and avoid the use of excessive mulch to allow the ground to dry quickly. Consider plant selection. When possible, plant begonias, geraniums, impatiens, and other plants that slugs necessarily do not prefer, and that'll help to decrease your numbers. Lastly, you can judge how many numbers of the slugs that you do have by using traps, burying small, shallow containers of beverages or beers so that those containers will be even with the soil surface, and you'll see just how many slugs you'll have because they're attracted to this type of trap and then drown in the trap as needed. Now, it's also good to provide limited shelter for the slugs, as they will help in their overall survival from day to day. Now, there are some slug baits available, so for general slug bait tips, it's also good to follow the label. If the ground is dry, water the area to be treated. Scatter bait directly from the container or use a handheld spreader. And scatter granules and ground covers and lawns and on soil surface around plants. Now, for farmers, this necessarily isn't a practical option, and sometimes by the time we see the damage in large acreages, the feeding and the extent of the damage is far more severe than we can control. Now, while slugs are a main issue this week, we've also received a lot of calls regarding the yellowing of corn and otherwise sickly-looking corn around the state of Kentucky and in this area as well. Now, that is caused by a multitude of factors. One being that saturated fields have made the start of corn growth difficult in some areas, and the roots are not very big, and water-soaked fields cause rapid die-off, those smaller roots that are very important for rapid corn growth. Now, these fields need air. Now, according to Chad Lee, our extension grain specialist, those saturated fields need air and time. Sidewall compaction is a main issue and was caused when we as producers tried to plant the corn or soybeans too early, and especially in the corn's case. And so not as many calls on this issue have been received as we have had in the past, but sidewall compaction limits root growth, and that makes starting growth very difficult, and you'll see those repercussions in the overall visual aspects of the plant. Lastly, we may think that we have an imbalance due to color changes, but most of the time everything is fine but the weather. According to Dr. Lee, the majority of the fields so far, the soil pH is good, all the micro and macronutrients are just fine, stands are good, the plants are just simply yellow or striped or purple or all of the above, and most of the cases, the young plants just need a little sunlight and some warmth. So before you get too alarmed, make sure you take a look at your fields and scout timely and wisely. So as you can see, we've lined out the major culprits for most of the problems we're seeing right now in landscapes, yards, on the farm, or what have you. So if you have any questions about the topics we've talked about this week, give us a call here at your local extension office at 270-821-3650.